Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, April the 28th, 2023. I'm your host, the marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about another scandal allegedly involving Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his deputy, Constantino Chiwenga. Published today by Washington-based think tank The Sentry. But before we delve into today's hot topic, let's go to Bulawayo, where the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair was officially opened by King Muswati III. Before the official opening of the fair, President Emmerson Mnangagwa visited the American Embassy stand, where he was welcomed by U.S. Deputy Ambassador Elaine French. And now we take you to Harare, where opposition transformer Zimbabwe leader Jacob Ngarivume was today sentenced to 48 months in prison and 12 months were suspended, meaning he'll be serving 36 months in jail. Ngarivume is accused of using his Twitter handle to incite violence by urging people to protest. Let's hear what he had to say following his sentencing today in Harare.
You see, you criminal regimes like ZANU-PF, they thrive on persecution, injustice, oppression against their opponents. You know, they obviously want me to be a participant in the next elections, and they've been saying that over and over. But we remain very resolute, and our resolve is unshakable. We absolutely understand what they want to achieve. They want to silence all voices of dissent in this country.
That there was the leader of Transform Zimbabwe, Jacob Ngarivume, in court in Harare today. Back to our story of the day. The Sentry has published a report that reveals how a South African business tycoon was given a chrome deal. Mr. Zunad Moti is the owner of Moti Group, the company that is alleged to have paid millions of dollars to businesses linked to Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Chiwenga. The report is called The Spin Cash Machine, and it also names controversial businessmen Kudakwashe Tagwirei, Justice George Chiweshe, and Mr. Lishon Chipango, who are said to be linked to Mr. Chiwenga. Studio 7 was unable to get comment from those named in the report as their phones were not going through. But the Herald says the Modi Group has dismissed the allegations. Mr. Farai Maguhu, the founding director of the Center for Natural Resource Governance, says Zimbabwe's leadership needs to prioritize the people and their needs instead of looting and plundering the country's natural resources. Let's hear what he said.
When I read the Sentry report, read together with the Al Jazeera documentary, and if we are to go back a few years into time, the confessions made by Robert Mugabe that more than $15 billion had been looted from Marange alone. And now we're talking about chrome. Recently we're talking about the gold mafia. It does sound like every mineral in Zimbabwe has got a mafia around it, looting it. And cumulatively, Zimbabwe is losing more than $20 billion annually to organize the crime. This must bring shame upon all of us in terms of the potential of the country and then the reality of the country. Our country is in doubt, and right now we've got lithium, and already we have a lithium mafia. So you can't progress as long as the mentality of the leadership is for self-enrichment, and they have no time to think about children who are not their own, but children of this country who look up to them as leaders. When they can't think about the mothers who are dying whilst giving birth in dysfunctional hospitals, when they think of the public servants who are struggling to make ends meet and to put food on the table, I think it's time that we introspect as Zimbabweans and say, what kind of a country do we want? This is certainly not, it's not good reflection, and it's not who we are as the Zimbabwean people. You see a death of morality, death of ethics in terms of our governance. So it is time to engage with one another as Zimbabweans. The information is now in the public domain, and I think there is need for that conversation. The creation of a new vision, a new charter.
That there was Farai Maguhu, the founding director of the Center for Natural Resource Governance. Economic analyst Masimba Kuchera says the report highlights the corruption and plundering of the country's natural resources. He says this is being done by a few elite while the public continues to suffer. Let's hear what he had to say in Ndebele.
Ulama reports anjenga lawa aqamba abakhulu kundaba lezi ze-corruption. Uzakhumbula ukuthi about 2-3 days ago besikhuluma uMinister of Finance esithi yena una corruption eningi ekuthengisweni kumbe ekuthengeni kwezinto kuhulumende. So ngibona njengani indaba le ye-corruption isibuya ku-mining, isibuya ku-agriculture. Njalo iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission sokumele icubungule ibone ukuthi kungenzakala yini ukuthi labo abephula umthetho baboshwe banikwe njengemzekeliso wokuthi iZimbabwe asifuni i-corruption, njalo siyayilwisa i-corruption. Kaninginingi sikhuluma siyayilwisa i-corruption, senza umlomo nje siyicothoza, kodwa kathesi sokumele sifune ukuthi labo abephula umthetho kumele baboshwe.
We were hearing there from economic analyst Masimba Kuchera in Harare. But let us take a brief break. Please stay tuned. We've got an interesting segment coming up.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now, to help us digest and also analyze this issue, it is now time for us to hear from our esteemed guest. We have Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change and also Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. I will start off with you, Mr. Jokora. What's your view on what we're seeing unfolding today?
Yes, sir. Before the dust is settled about the gold mafia scandal where Mr. Mnangagwa is involved, we are hearing again, seeing again, that Mr. Mnangagwa's name is being mentioned in the Moti scandal that involves chrome mining in Zimbabwe. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been handed over, given to Mr. Mnangagwa and his family, and also his vice president, Constantino Chiwengwa. And this is very disturbing. When the gold mafia scandal came, we said it, that this was just a tip of the iceberg. These people are looting everywhere. They are looting all our minerals. Now we are seeing, hundreds of millions of dollars being looted in the chrome mining business. And what is scary to all this marvelous is Mr. Mnangagwa is using his family, he's using his children, which in other countries will be nepotism. So besides looting, he is involved in serious cases of nepotism. Not only that, he's also doing what is called bribery. He takes bribes from people. He takes bribe from people that want to come and invest in Zimbabwe. And all those are criminals, are crimes that can see Mr. Mnangagwa losing his job. Because this is exactly what happened when Mr. President Jacob Zuma was dismissed from the South African president because he was involved in many bribery cases. So today we are seeing the same thing again, and I hope Dr. Mawaza and ZANU-PF people will come together with the people of Zimbabwe and condemn what is wrong and call a spade a spade. Panenge pakanganiswa, ngaparatidzwe kuti munhu akanganiswa. VaMnangagwa vauraya nyika yedu. ZANU-PF iri kupedza zvicherwa zvedu, zvicherwa zvedu zviri muZimbabwe, vachitora mari vachiisa muhomwe dzavo. Hakuna mari iri kudzoka munyika. Mari yese iri kuenda muhomwe dzevashoma. Mari iyi inofanira kunge ichivaka zvipatara, ichivaka maroads, ichivaka maindustry, ichiita kuti Zimbabwe ibudirire, iende mberi. Asi tiri kuona kuti imari iri kupinda muhomwe dzavaMnangagwa nevana vavo nevamwe vavo.
VaMavasa, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navadzokora vari kuti ivo zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, uye veruzhinji vari kuti dokumenti iri rabva rabuda panguva iyo gold mafia dokumentary isati yatombopedza kupfumbuka huruva. Munoti chii seZANU-PF?
Chokutanga ndechekuti dokumenti iri harisi official dokumenti, harina musoro, ende mukanyatsoriverenga rese kubva kwekutanga kusvika kumapeto riri kungotaura kuti zviri kufungidzirwa kunzi. Hakuna chokwadi chariri kutaura, hakuna umbowo hari kunongedzera, hapana pari kunzi ichi ndo chakaitika. Zviri kungonzi tinofungidzira kuti vaMnangagwa vakataura navamoti vakagovana mari, Tagwire akazopindira, Chiwenga akazopindira. Iku kungova kufungidzira. Nyika haitongwe nemakuhwa, nyika haitongwe nekufungidzira. Ndinonzwa kushamisika zvikuru kuti tine vanhu vanenge vanadzokora veTPC vasinganzwisise kuti changotaurwa hachisi chokwadi. Chokwadi chinofanira kunge chine zvinobatika, zvinooneka kuti ichi ndo chokwadi, ndo zvinobatika, ndo zvinooneka. Saka nyaya yacho yese yangonyorwa iyi, hakuna kana mumwe chete akuratidza kana tsamba zvayo inongoratidza kuti vaMnangagwa vakanga vachipindira munyaya iyi. Chekutanga inyaya iri kunzi yakaitika 2017, makore matanhatu apfuura. Makore matanhatu aya vachiongorora nyaya, vachinyora dokumenti ravo, havana kuwana kana mukana wekunotaura naMnangagwa, mukana wekutaura naChiwenga, mukana wekutaura nevana vavo vari kutumbidzira. Havana kana kubvunza munhu weZimbabwe kana kuenda pamaini pacho kuti tasvika pamaini taona mukuru wemaini, taona maneja, taona vari kuchera, vati kromedi iri kuenda kwakati nekwakati. Hakuna zvakadaro zvataurwa. Saka hatingaitonge nyika nemakuhwa, hatidi kuvhiringidza vana. Chatinodzidza pane zviri kutaurika izvi ndechekuti taakusvika panguva yesarudzo. Saka vanhu veTPC neshamwari dzavo dzinovasapota kana kuti dzinovatsigira, dziri mhiri kwemakungwa nemhiri kwerwizi, ndova akuunza zvimadhokumendi zvisina musoro, zvinyorwa zvisina musoro zvinoda kuedza kutsvibisa zita remutungamiriri wenyika nezita remuteedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika nezita revana vemhuri yekutanga yezimbabwe yatingati first family. Saka izvi ri kuitika izvi hazvitishamisi, ndo ruzha rwatinonzwa, ndiro guruva rinopfumbutswa netriple c kana tichidasika panyaya yesarudzo, nekuti vakatozviona kare kuti hapasarudzo apa hapana hakuna mira zvakanaka, havabudirire, havana chavanokwanisa kuwana. Saka vaakungotsvaga uta nomugate, vaakungoda kungoshuvira umandara hwaamai chisionekwe. Hazvichade zvichidaro, upenyu hahudaro. Saka mukupedzisira kana kwete mupedzisira asi ndisati ndanyarara, ndoda kuti mutarise zvakare chinyorwa ichi kana this document. Hakuna pari kutaurwa pachokwadi, there is no other point being said for sure that this is the issue.
If I may come in there, Mr. Mavaza, but money is said to have been paid into the accounts linked to those that are named in this documentary, in this report. What's your take?
Yes. Money is said to have been paid, but there is no proof that money has been paid. There is no proof that what was that money paid for. There is not even no entry, not even a bank statement to show that money has changed hands. Only that money is believed to have been paid. We are talking about gossip here, and we cannot really waste time talking about gossip. This comes up each time there are elections in Zimbabwe. The Triple C and any other opposition, they try all their best to bring up issues which will tarnish the image of the president of Zimbabwe and the government of Zimbabwe, only for them to win elections. This is wrong. This is another type of rigging of elections, which is done by the opposition, and people don't seem to understand this. We have no...
But Mr. Mavaza, it's not the opposition that has done this report. This is an independent body, so why would you link the opposition to this particular report?
Because the independent body is actually linked to the opposition, and we are aware from our intelligence that the opposition is actually sponsoring these programs on the background, and the aim we all know is to win the elections. But elections are not won by these insidious and pathetic moves. Elections are won by people electing you. We need to go into the field and campaign, not to go to the bodies and documentaries and stations and create a smoke where there is no fire. Zimbabweans cannot be blinded by this smoke. What is happening here now is all the other bodies which are writing about Zimbabwe, they are descending into the arena and getting themselves blinded by the smoke of what is happening in the arena, which is wrong. They should stand aside. They should keep in their lane. Zimbabwe is for Zimbabweans, and therefore we cannot start lying that somebody is stealing from Zimbabwe. There is business brought in Zimbabwe through the companies run by the president, through the companies run by some other officials, and some other non-government officials. Zimbabwe have got so many business people who are not in government. So if we bring in business in Zimbabwe, it does not mean that the president is benefiting from it.
While we are on that point, before I take in Mr. Jokora, and then we also have an economist who's going to weigh in. According to the report, ZTI, the company owned by the army, actually hired the president's son, one of the president's sons, as a consultant. What was his relation there? How would they hire the president's son to be a consultant in an army organization, ZDI?
A consultant does not have to become a member of the army or a member of the company. He consults. That's why he's a consultant. So the army definitely, the ZDI, had actually looked into the qualifications of this gentleman, and they were satisfied with his qualifications. And they have appointed, or they have hired him as their consultant. It means he had the expertise in consulting in the area they have hired him for. So that is not nothing wrong. We know in America, Trump had hired his son-in-law, his son, his children into some government issues. Here in England, We know that Boris Johnson had hired his girlfriend, his friends, into the businesses of the government of the day. And we even know when Tony Blair hired his cousin. So this happens. It's not corruption. It's simply hiring the best man for the job. So that is nothing to talk about.
Let me bring in an economist. Vamasocha tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa tisataenda kuna vadzvokora. Muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamavaza veZANU PF. Imi semunhu ari munyaya idzodzi dzezveupfumi munotii nezvavari kutaura?
Zviri kutaura vamavaza zvinenge ndakambozvitaura ini kuti Zimbabwe yakapfuuriri mberi. Kana tichingopenda picture yekuti zvose zvakanaka, hapana chakashata, hakuna corruption. And yet muZANU PF macho tinoona vamwe vanotonyora pamaTwitter kuti hongu corruption iriko, hongu money laundering iriko, vachiadmita. Through that admission, ndiko chete kuti tipfuurire mberi senyika, tichigadhirisa. Apo panenge paonekwa panga vana madokumentary kana kuti namacitizen omuZimbabwe ndopakashata. Nokuti kuti tirambe tichingoramba, nyika ichingowira pasi, vamacitizen acho achitendeka kuti apa naapa pakaipapa. That belief yokuti Zimbabwe is perfect kana kuti Zimbabwe ndeyamaZimbabwe chete, that is 100% wrong. Taane inonzi globalization. Kana president chaiva kati Zimbabwe is open for business, vakadini kuti Zimbabwe is for Zimbabweans musauya uno. Saka ngati tarise masides ose tione kunaka kwezvatiri kutaura nokunaka kwezvatiri kudefenda tichiti hakuna corruption. Wongu tingati su Tony Blair wakahaya nakati Trump akahaya nakati. Kana zvisina kunaka kune dzimwe nyika, hatirei kuti zvinenge zvazonaka muZimbabwe. Zvekare kunyika dzinotaurwa idzi kune inonzi accountability, yaye kuona kuti iye wacho wapuwa maqualification acho anikwa pachena kumunhu wese here, zvekare zvinhu zvakanaka here, plus mitemo yeBritain yeAmerica yekumwe kwese pamwe inozvibvumira izvozvo. Bumbiro romutemo weZimbabwe rinozvibvumira here? Mukurumbira wecorruption tinounzwa kubva kumadiamonds, hatina kuona chaakaburitsa. Tazobuda documentary ndinhasi regold zvinongorambwa zvekare. Tichiona zvinhu muZimbabwe mazvipatara, hakuna zviriko kuzvipatara. Tina vanhu vari kurwara vari muzvipatara izvozvo, vatonzi achibva kumasvingo ngaaende kuskani kugweru ndokwenga towanikwa skani ikokoko. Asi tichiona kuti kuna maminerals of all types. Tadini savanhu kana vari muhurumende vanotonga tabvuma zvinotaurwa navamwe kuti aiwa zviriko, sezvakaita vamangwana paTwitter. Ushindi ihwohwo ndo hwatinoda, kwete kuramba takangoti zvinhu zvakanaka zvakanaka. Vanhu vacho vanoafektiwa vari muZimbabwe vachichema chema kuti zvinhu hazvisi kutikwanira. Dhora redu renyika rakatanga riri pa1:1 ike zvino rasvika kuma1000, richadzoka rini kuti rizokwanisavo kuchinjwa mhiri kwamakungwa kana kuti paSouth Africa hapo? Nokuti ndiwo musimboti woufumi hwenyika. Dhora renyika riri kuramba richingoonda richingoonda richingoonda.
Aiwa, tinokutendai. Chiregei tipe kuna vadzvokora. Mr. Dzvokora, you heard what Mr. Mavaza said. He's alleging that your party, the CCC, is linked to the people of Century that actually prepared the report. What's your take?
Zvinonyadzisa, zvinoshatirisa kunzwa munhu achiuya pano achiramba mhosva iri pachena kuti tiri kuona kuti ruvara iwhite, ivo vari kuuya vachitaura kuti iblack. Zvinotonzwisa hasha zvavari kutaura zvokuti isu we are linked with these organizations and we are sponsoring. He used the word sponsoring. You know, CCC has no capacity whatsoever to sponsor any organization. You know, we are struggling to sponsor ourselves. We survive by donations from members. We survive by donations from citizens of Zimbabwe. Where are we going to get the kind of money to pay a big, reputable organization like Century? Where are we going to get the resources to pay a big, reputable, internationally acclaimed organization like Al Jazeera? Those are multi-million dollar organizations on their own. So how can we pay them? How can CCC, poor CCC, be able to pay all those organizations? Tinongoratidza kuti zviri kutaurwa navamavaza nezanupf hazvina maturo zvinhu zvinotaurwa nevanhu varida kuhwanda nemunwe who has relationships with the United Kingdom government. Right now we are seeing Emmerson Mnangagwa being invited to the UK. It's not President Chamisa. President Chamisa has never been invited to the United Kingdom. He has never been to the United States of America. He has never been invited to these foreign nations. It's Emmerson Mnangagwa who has been traversing the world. So he has more relationships with these organizations and these countries than CCC. We always know Chamisa Mavera has not chatirisa kuti vamavaza nezanupf vari kudifenda zvinhu zviri pachena zvakaitwa navamunangagwa kutora mwana wavo achinzi ndiye aconsultant weorganization yekusouth africa inonzi moti group ndo inonzi nepotism ndo chinyaita taiti chikamalism pataipinda mu1980 ndo zvinhu zvakarwirwa munyika muno kuti zvibve ndo zvinhu zvakaurayirwa vanhu muhondo kuti chikamarism ichocho chiende ivo vari kuuya vachitaura kuti zvakanaka kuti mwana wamunangagwa angopiwa basa harina kuadvertisewa hatina kuona maqualifications ake otopinda basa iroro uko ane mamwe mabasa tikuona takaona musuno uyu mai munangagwa nemhuri yavo vese vachimiririra Zimbabwe representing Zimbabwe with the flag of Zimbabwe right there discussing deals that have to do with the welfare of Zimbabwe. You know, under which capacity we will have Emmerson Mnangagwa's queens and Auxilia Mnangagwa representing Zimbabwe. They have no official capacity to do that. But because as Zimbabweans, we are allowing Emmerson Mnangagwa to do whatever he wants in our country. Even ZANU-PF people should be ashamed. They should be joining the nation. They should be joining other Zimbabweans in condemning what is happening. Because right now we are having our whole country being run by one family. All the resources that we have in Zimbabwe, from gold, diamonds, chrome, and all the other minerals, they are being managed by one family. Where are we going as Zimbabweans? We should be asking ourselves these questions that 5 years from now, if we give Emmerson Mnangagwa another 5 years to be in government, to be president, where is Zimbabwe going to be? Where are we going to be as Zimbabweans?
Right now,
medicine, we have nothing in our hospitals. Our infrastructure, you know, is crumbling. And yet we have millions and millions of dollars.
Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Let me just get Mr. Mavaza to, just give us his last comment because we're running out of time before we wrap it up. I know callers were waiting, but this is too hot for us to handle. So, Mr. Mavaza, please go ahead.
Thank you. I want Jokora and CCC to understand this. It is not a secret that they are the ones who are actually working under the scene in these programs. That is a given. And again, we are not saying corruption is allowed or is good. We are saying corruption is bad. Those who are corrupt will be arrested. And then we are saying about this report, there is nothing which is conclusive. They are simply talking about suspicions. They suspect that Mnangagwa is involved. They suspect that the army is involved. They suspect that Mnangagwa's son was employed out of nepotism. We don't even know the qualifications of everybody employed everywhere. Why would the son of the president parade his qualifications when he is offered a job?
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, I cannot even bring our analyst back to give us the last word because time is not on our side. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank you, our valued guest. We had Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We also had Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change and economist Elliot Masocha, Professor Elliot Masocha, weighing in. I know a lot of people wanted to call into the show, and we did try to actually reach out to a few of our callers, and we thank those that were live streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night and a great weekend. See you again next week.